101 by Lexosaurus. You're not engaging your core, Danny. What do I keep telling you? Valerie sighed and put down her weight. You're going to fuck up your knees if you don't slow down and do this right. And I keep telling you, I don't even know what that means. Danny snapped, not for the first time that week, and probably not the last. When he told Valerie that he, Danny Fenton, was also Danny Phantom, Danny had been expecting Valerie to be so mad at him that she never wanted to speak to him again. And well, she had been that mad at him. Very mad, in fact. So pissed that for a minute, Danny was worried she was going to blast him off her roof. He hadn't stuck around long after that. And when he was beginning to make himself comfortable in the campground called Valerie's cold shoulder, he barely had 2 days to settle in before she had seemingly decided that enough was enough. Just before homework began, she strode to him in the hall, pulled him to the side, literally she yanked him around the corner by his shirt sleeve, and demanded they start hitting the gym together. Because, Valerie had explained at his whining, and not patiently either, I get that you have ghost powers, but your human half is such a tweak. Seriously, Danny, do you know how much you're holding yourself back right now? If you actually tried strength training, I bet you'd level up pretty hardcore in ghost fights. Who knows, you might be able to train your reflexes to dodge one of Skulker's blasts from time to time. And well, that bruise to both Danny's ghostly ego and his human teenage boy ego had been all he needed to agree to start working out with none other than his former rival-turned-ally, Valerie Gray. Stand up straight, Valerie ordered, pulling him back to his present world of pain. He had no idea how Jess and his mom liked doing this stuff. At the current moment, he was pretty sure the person who invented the concept of lifting weights was a giant masochist, because there was simply no way in hell anyone throughout history would have ever said, you know what sounds like the most fun thing ever? Let's take heavy objects, lift them, do a little movement, and then put them back down in the same spot we lifted them from. But apparently he was the weirdo for not understanding why there was a dedicated fan base of people who put a metal bar on their back, put some weights on the sides of the bar, squatted into a crouch, and then stood back up and repeated the process again and again and again, 10 times, resting, and then 10 more times. Danny weakly stood, gripping the bar behind his shoulders, like it was the only thing tethering his will to live to this plane of existence, and glared at Valerie through sweaty banks. Okay, standing. What next? We gotta fix your car. Be my guest, Danny said. He wasn't even sure if Valerie could fix something he'd never had to begin with, but if she truly wanted to, then whatever. He'd lost by coming here anyway. Valerie scrutinized him as if he was some sort of science project that wasn't quite working out how she'd hoped. Which, thinking about it for a moment, he figured that was probably exactly what he was to Valerie. Then, without warning, she put her hand on his stomach. Now, Phantom was largely considered a very suave and cool hero. Well, maybe Sam and Tucker would disagree. And sure, there was a whole TikTok tag dedicated to videos of him falling into random objects, but still, there were enough random people around who would agree that Phantom was at least somewhat socially sufficient. But Fenton, on the other hand, was very much not. He was an awkward, goofy teen. He wasn't popular, and he didn't exactly have a lot of girls falling over him at every turn. Which was why Valerie, his former girlfriend, who maybe he still had some deeply buried feelings for, touching him so casually, was setting off all sorts of alarm bells in his brain. "Got it?" Valerie was saying. Certainly. She had said something. Something that Danny was supposed to be listening to. Oh, shit. Danny tried to recircle his brain. "Here, follow my lead, okay?" "Brief," she said. "Good. Now tighten your arms." Danny tried his best to follow. "No, see, you're sucking in. Tightening your abs doesn't mean sucking in. It's like, okay, think of it this way. Try hardening your abs into a brick wall. Like, squeeze them together. Now, yeah, like that. Now, can you try adding your side and lower back into that brick wall too? Try adding what?" The corners of Valor's lip twitched up. "The sides of your stomach? You have abs there too. And there are muscles in your lower back. That's all part of your core too. Remember what I said about your core's job to keep your body stable? Those muscles are all important for that." "Valerie, I think you're really overestimating how in shape I am. I didn't even know there was more than one ab muscle, much less that there were abs on the sides of my body." "Well, you have them, ghost boy. Doesn't help much if I can't feel them." Valerie rolled her eyes. "Well, just try your best." "Yes, ma'am." Danny did his best to follow her lead, while also struggling to ignore the fact that her hand was still on his stomach. He was so glad Tucker wasn't here to see his face. He could only hope that Valerie had come to the conclusion that the redness he could feel burning from his cheeks was a proof that he was way more out of shape than she thought he was. Which was still pretty embarrassing and likely not even all wrong, but he could take it over the truth. "Okay, now reset your shoulders. Stop hunching so much," she said. "But the bar feels weird," Danny defended. "Yeah, yeah, you'll get used to it. Stop looking down so much. You want your spine to be straight." "I know." Half of what Valerie had been telling him for the past week was to straighten his spine. He couldn't help it if his back was a visual representation of his many years of late-night gaming. "Okay, now squat down." She leaned forward, and her dark eyes were just inches from his own. "No, look at me the whole time. Don't drop your eyes to your feet." Oh, his face was burning now. He slowly lowered his body, focusing on staying balanced as best as he could. Having a bar on his back was still a new sensation, and Valerie was refusing to let him load any weight onto it. Apparently, everyone started from an empty bar until they got the hang of the motion. Danny wasn't sure if that was something Valerie was just saying to be nice to him, or if that was actually true. He did try asking, and she just got offended that he would dare think so low of her that she would lie about something gym-related, and then she told him to stop screwing around and focus on the exercise. So, it was 50-50 at this point. "Keep going down," Valerie instructed, stepping back and thankfully removing her hand from him in the process. Seriously, that had been the longest several seconds of his entire life and half-life combined. "But I thought you weren't supposed to go past 90 degrees or something," Danny asked from his invisible chair-like position in his squat.
"No, that's a lie. I think they just tell that to people who have bad wing or bad mobility or something." "The hell is bat wing? I see, now I just think you're making stuff up." "I'm not. It's actually something you're doing right now," Valerie pointed at him in the mirror. "See how your pelvis is tucking in and curving your lower back? That's bat wing." She moved to stand next to him and lowered down in a squat. "See my lower back? It's straight. This is how you want to be." Danny wasn't aware that working out would just give him more things to be self-conscious about. He tried to straighten his lower back, but it was almost impossible to do so without feeling like he was going to fall on his ass. Okay, then how do I fix that? Well, I'm not exactly a doctor, so I'm sure it could be caused by a few different things. But the most common one I've heard is that butt wink happens when your core is shit. But it could also just as likely be an ankle and hip flexibility issue too.
Danny rolled his eyes. As we established, my core is shit. And I'm not flexible at all. Yeah, I know, Valerie lamented. I can't believe you've been fighting as Phantom for all these years and you haven't gone to the gym even once. Isn't Sam really into working out or something? Why didn't you ask to be her gym buddy? Because I value my life. Danny paused. My half-life. Whatever. Take a work out with her once to prepare for the president's fitness test that they did freshman year. And I didn't stop hearing about it for months. She's ruthless. You know what? I believe that. Yep. Danny grunted, lowering to do another squat.
Two down, about 5 million more to go. People actually enjoyed lifting weights? They came to the gym willingly, as in of their own volition? They seriously sweated and lifted heavy objects in a room surrounded by a bunch of squeakily sweaty, smelly strangers who were lifting other objects. And they thought it was fun? That seemed absurd. Valerie scrunched her nose at him. What? Danny asked, his voice teetering past the line between speaking normally and whining. But he was far too exhausted to care. Why are you looking at me like that? What am I doing wrong now?
No, it's just... Valerie tilted her head. Try widening your stance more. And maybe try pointing your toes out a little bit. That should help with your form. I mean, ideally, your ankle mobility would be better, but given it's pretty shit right now, this might be the best fix. God, I'm hopeless. Just give me the word and I live. Oh, stop. You're not hopeless. You just need to stretch more and train more. Danny shuffled his feet and bent down into another squat. Having a wider stand did make the squat feel easier, but he wasn't about to admit that to her.
No, I am definitely hopeless. It will be a blow to my ego, but I think I can emotionally recover if I leave the gym right now. Valerie punched his arm, though it had no real power to it. She'd long since stopped illegitimately trying to hurt him. Nevertheless, he would have sooner let Skulker capture him than pass up an opportunity to verbally torment Valerie. Wow, I can't believe my ally is trying to beat me up and murder me in public. Especially while I'm trying to better myself in the gym. Oh, shut up! Although she tried to look angry, Danny could see the corners of her lips quirk into a smile. Alright, your form is looking a lot better. It's still not perfect, but it's way better than when we started. Thank God. Maybe in a few weeks we can start adding plates. A few weeks? He must have let his internal expression show, because she once again snapped with, "It's normal for people to only squat the bar when they first start."
It's way more important to get proper form than to lift heavy. You see that guy over there? She nodded across the room at a man doing chest presses. He was using weights that Danny could only dream of, pumping them up and down with a confidence that Danny was sure rivaled even Dash. So, the man looked alright to Danny, but apparently that was the wrong conclusion to come to, if Valor's critical eye was any judge. See how his elbows are basically straight out from his body? And see how he's not extending his arms all the way when he presses? He's rushing throughout the exercise. It's bad form, and while it might feel cool to lift heavy, bulky weights, if you can't even do the exercise properly, you just end up looking like a fool. She turned back to him. Remember, you're in a gym. That means you're surrounded by people who have been doing this shit for years. Trust me when I say, you're not going to impress anyone by rushing through exercises to try to look cool. Hey, Captain. It wasn't like he was going to impress anyone with the way he was wobbling while attempting to squat the naked bar anyway. Alright, that's enough of a rest, I think. This time, let's actually do 8 reps. Literal torture. Keep the whining up, and I might just call my blaster out. Danny could see in her eyes that she wasn't joking. And so, he began. Okay. I guess, Potficker's notes. I really enjoyed this fic. I actually did learn something about squats, so I tried to follow Valerie's advice in this. I actually hate leg workouts. I prefer core and arms, so this really gave me a push to try to do this. So yeah, this really made me try to work out legs a little more, and I can feel them. I didn't expect this to be quite this intense, but it was fun. And if you want to follow along with exercising, I'll try to post what I was doing, but yeah, feel free to change the exercise to whatever you want them to be, because you might not have a bar at your home or something. So yeah, this was fun. Thanks to Exosaurus for letting me put through this and for the advice. And yeah, I really also enjoyed that I didn't even have to act Danny out. I don't think that Valerie came through well because of my panting and stuff, but I think Danny was a little bit realistic in this scenario. Maybe not so out of breath, but maybe I think I'll stretch a little now to cool down and maybe edit this sometime. And yeah, bye!